大家好，欢迎收听我们今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I am Joseph. Welcome to Morning English.
Do you know the woman, Kate Spade, died yesterday?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know her?
The name is kind of familiar. I think she made stuff.
She's a founder of that brand.
I'm not sure about the brand. Is it clothes or bags? Oh, okay, maybe I know.
Yeah.
Girls talk about so many different kinds of purses. I'm not sure.
She killed herself.
Why?
Maybe depression?
That seems to be a lot of problem in America. Okay. So you would say that she has finally found rest. She was very sad, but now she's at peace.
What did you say just now?
She has finally found rest.
Has finally found rest.
Yeah.
So it's like a euphemism to say die.
Right, we don't really like talking about some things because it can make us feel uncomfortable, and many people use these euphemisms for things like death or killing or maybe even something like going to the bathroom.
这个就有一点像我们中文当中就碰到死亡啊这种话题的时候，还是觉得说直接去提它不是太好，所以呢我们也会避免用死这个字。那么在英文当中也是一样的，会避免用到 die 这个字，所以呢有的时候我们就会用到一些 euphemism， 就是一些委婉语啊，比如说刚刚讲那个 she has finally found rest. So is there any other?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about one because we haveSomeone can die and go to heaven, and they can die and go to hell.
Hell
is not a good place, so we don't mention going to the hell one. And in China, would you have something that's equal to go to heaven?
Maybe go west?
Oh, like...
去西方,去西天。
The Monkey King?
Yeah, 对对对。
Okay, but would go
but
east...
You don't say that.
Would go east be go to hell?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah, we don't say go west. That sounds like go to America or go to California.
对，还有一个短语就是 I heard that a lot in songs and movies. 叫做 Six Feet Under.
Oh, yeah, we have that. A popular TV show is also called Six Feet Under because when you die, they bury you in the ground and the depth is 6 feet.
哦，所以这个也是可以表示死亡。How do you use it?
I would say, you know, he is 6 feet under or...He died yesterday and now he is 6 feet under. It's very, just say they are. It's very easy. And the last one about dying is something that I've heard a lot on television, but I've never actually had a friend or a family member say this, and it is give up the ghost.
Give up the ghost.
Right, and every time I heard someone mention this, it's always because their machine or their equipment has died, like a computer or a car.
So the machine doesn't work.
Right.
You can say it.Gives up the ghost. Up the ghost.
I need to buy a new phone because mine's about to give up the ghost.
所以这个短语呢，虽然说也可以表示死亡，但是更多的时候啊，可能都是用来形容机器不工作了。比如说我的电脑坏了，我要买一台新的，你就可以讲 My laptop gave up the ghost.
Yeah, you need to buy another one.
对。
The next one we can talk about is something similar to dying, but we can just mention it as killing.
Kill.
Right.But not like aggressively killing someone or attacking them. Maybe you have an animal and it's sick and you have to kill it. We don't say that because it sounds too scary.
So what would you say?
We can say either to put it down or to put it to sleep.
就是让它安睡啊 put it to sleep 或者 put it down.
Right.
所以我们今天要聊的就是关于一些euphemism, 就是一些委婉语。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。
Okay, and like I mentioned before, let's now talk about something everyone must do every day, all the time, go to the bathroom.
对 bathroom.
Right, so we have many different words for places that can be the same as a bathroom, like restroom, not a room that you rest in, but just a bathroom with no way to take a bath.
对 so restroom 和 bathroom 其实是有 slightly different.
You would have a bathroom in your home. You might not have a bathroom at work, you'll have a restroom.
对因为 bathroom 我们知道 take a bath, 就是洗澡嘛。所以家里面那个卫生间呢因为它有可以洗澡的地方我们更多时候会叫做 bathroom. 但是其实公共场所啊包括办公室啊公司这种厕所呢我们更多会叫做 restroom.
The most common ones that I have heard for this would be lavatory or washroom.
Lavatory.
L-A-V-A-T-O-R-Y. I've always seen that word on airplanes.
Okay, lavatory and...
Washroom I like because it makes me think of the Chinese word.
洗手间.
Exactly, it's very easy. Washroom.
Washroom.
But sometimes people want to be cute when they say things like this, so maybe they will say the little boy's room, the little girl's room, the ladies' room, the men's room.
对对对对。Yeah.听起来可爱又优雅，但是我们就是有一些英文不是特别好的朋友可能会讲 toilet.
Yeah,
not
toilet.
Toilet is that.
It's the thing in the restroom.
对对对 toilet 其实是那个马桶而不是那一个洗手间。哦对了还有一个词是、就是 loo, L-O-O.
Yeah, that's England. America doesn't use this. England also has bog, B-O-G.
I need to use the loo.、
Yeah.
Oh, what did you say?
Bog.
Bog?
Yeah.
B-O-G.
It means like swamp. So I guess it's a very gross place. So bathroom.
Okay.
And the one that you hear all the time in China is everyone always says WC.
Yeah, WC.
Do you know what the W and the C stand for?
Do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
I learned this in middle school when we read a book in English class.
Let me know.
W is for water and C is for closet.It's a small room.
Closet.
It's a small room like a closet, and there's plumbing, for it, so it has water. It's a water closet. We、
okay.
don't say this in America. Maybe many people don't even know what WC means.、don't use it.
在英文当中不要再讲 WC 了，其实他们不这么讲的啊。
So another thing that people might want to avoid talking about is something embarrassing like maybe they don't have a job right now.
They are unemployed.
Right, and this sounds kind of...like I said, embarrassing. So maybe you could just say, out of work.
Out of work?
Yeah, your work ran out.
That doesn't sound better.
Okay, how about between jobs? You're hopeful. You will have
okay,
a job soon.
这个听起来会让人舒服一点。Between jobs. 就是、我现在在工作和工作之间其实就是闲着嘛，对不对？
And if you are very optimistic, you can say, I'm a free agent.
Free agent.
Yeah, you're a professional.You currently don't need to work, but if someone wants to hire you, they can hire you for your services.
是一个自由职业者。
So possibly you are unemployed because they had to fire you?
对, you were fired.
Or like China says, roast some squid?
什么?
炒鱿鱼。
炒鱿鱼,炒鱿鱼。
Oh, okay. So in America, a nice way that we can say this is, let someone go. You had them, but you had to let them go. They are no longer working for you.
Let them go.
Right.
Let them go.、
And if you are unemployed because you were fired and now you don't have any money, maybe you can't pay your bills and maybe now you are homeless.
这么惨的吗?
Very embarrassing. Don't want to talk about it. So you are on the streets.
On the streets.
You can't live in your home. You can't live in a house. You can't live in an apartment. Can't even live in your own car. You just live on the streets.
真惨所以 homeless 无家可归居无定所但是如果你想要说的委婉一点了你就可以讲 he is on the streets、
yep.
at the moment
he has no place to live
对
and the final one something that some people might be a very uncomfortable to talk about but other people don't care
why is that?
I don't know sex the birds and the bees
这个呢我觉得一般都是 parents say、
yeah.
to their kids 就是妈就爸妈对小朋友经常会这么说就是sex 的委婉说法就是 the birds and the bees
very traditional way to talk about it very
非常传统非常
avoid the situation
old,
yeah、
mm-hmm.
and so two more that we can talk about one I think is very funny calledo your taxes.
Do your taxes.
Yes, maybe a child is knocking on the parent's door. Hey, mom, can I come in? I want to talk to you. And the parents are, don't come in right now. We're busy doing some work. And the child asks, what kind of work? We're
doing
our taxes.
我们在算我们的税账呢。
And the final one, again, kind of old, like the birds and the bees, but this one's just hanky-panky.
Hanky-panky.
Yeah, I like that one. It sounds silly.Hanky panky.
And it rhymes.
Yeah, it also does rhyme.
对，所以但是这个是不是 it doesn't have to be related to sex?
Right, just something that probably you would want to do in private, maybe some kissing, but、
就是、
it could go all the way up to sex.
对，可能也不一定是 sex, 但是可能就是在卿卿我我啊，对，就这种。
But I feel like that's enough about awkward situations and uncomfortable things. I think this is a good place for us to finally, you know.Have a rest, take a break, call it a day.
我们就歇着吧。 另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情啦。
So anyway, I am Joseph.
我是卡拉。
And we will see you guys later.
Bye bye.